to Easter, Monday C. First posted April 12, 2010. Psalm 30 Thanksgiving for healing. I will praise and magnify you, O Lord, since you have lifted me up and not allowed my enemies to rejoice over me. When I cried to you for help, you healed me. You have raised up my soul from the land of the dead and restored me to life from the grave. Let all his saints, those who are committed to God's service, give thanks and praise to the Lord. His anger is only momentary, but his favor is for a lifetime. Sorrow may linger for a night, but joy comes with the morning. When I was prosperous, I thought I couldn't be shaken. The Lord's favor had made me as strong as a mountain. Then the Lord hid his face, and I was undone. I cried and made supplication to the Lord. How would my death glorify the Lord? Would my dust praise him? Would my dust testify to his faithfulness? O Lord, hear my cry, and be gracious to me. Be my helper. You have turned my mourning into dancing. You have changed my sackcloth to clothing of gladness. My soul must praise you, and not be silent. I will give thanks to you forever, O Lord. Commentary. When things are going well for us, we tend to think that we have God's favor and that we deserve it. None are worthy of God's favor. We have it only because of God's steadfast love and faithfulness. Only God can save us from our spiritual enemies. It is only when we acknowledge this and cry to God for help that we can be lifted up above their power. Our spiritual enemy, who is ultimately Satan, seeks our eternal death. Only Jesus can save us from eternal death and give us eternal life. See God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. God disciplines us for our good, like any good father. For the moment all discipline is painful, but his discipline yields eternal benefits, Hebrews 12:11. God's promise is that if we will endure through the long night of mourning, we will experience his eternal joy. When we are successful, we consider it our own deserved achievement. The Lord lifts his favor and protection and allows us to experience our vulnerability so that we will realize our need for him. We need to learn to call upon him in difficult times. The Lord wants us to call upon him in times of trouble so that we can experience his power and ability to help us. As we do so, he causes our faith to grow from a tiny mustard seed, our yes, to informed certainty. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed Acts 1:9-2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-13? Ephesians 1:13-14, is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed Acts 1:9-2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-13? Ephesians 1:13-14?